This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior.
Here we are, Talk of Asian Marketing. Today we've gone to the morning wet market, or the morning food market. This is a big one, Steve.
Yeah,
have you seen one this big before?
No, it's the first time I'm here. But I know it's the biggest in the Taichung.
I think it's the biggest one. I heard there's another big one. They're hard to judge what's bigger or not bigger, since everybody escapes their taxes anyway. I'm not sure how you count the revenue. But anyway, here we are, and we are just in one little piece of it where we've got some space. Later we're going to go in and see, you know, the actual floods of people here. James, what do you think? Have you seen this many people at a Carrefour?
Yeah, not at this time of day, basically. Where everyone's milling around and there's a whole lot of energy and excitement.
It's interesting. I was just looking over here because we're always talking about Carrefour and the samples. Anthony, can you swing the camera over and get this lady over here giving away samples? Keep going over there. She's giving away samples. Why don't we go try one?
Yeah,
let's try a sample. How about that? Oh, you guys already tried it? One here. Okay, Sima, you take. Oh, thank you. A little shrimp, right?
Yeah, little shrimp. Tiny shrimp.
Crispy.
Yeah. And sweet. Yeah, Steve and I have
crispy and sweet. And very red. Ah. Is she the boss? He's the 老板, ma. He's the 老板的女儿, ma. Ah, 他是老板. He's just like, 帮忙, ah. Okay. So we're going to go into the street market here, take a look around and see what we can see. General things we should pay attention to.
We should look out for all the fresh shopping that's going on. Because, of course, since we go to Carrefour, you just don't see this amount of fresh moving around at all. You'll see all the wet meat, the fish, the vegetables that people are really buying. So a lot of that we should really be looking out for. Mm-hmm. And I know some of the interactions might be interesting as well. We were talking about that earlier, weren't we? The bargaining that goes on as well.
Yeah, because at the California Mart, their bargaining skill is set up by the company.
Yeah.
It's all the same. It's just a
limited.
Yeah, limited. But here, the seller will use the different kind of skills or the techniques to sell their products. It depends on the different situation.
And you can see a lot of the people selling things here are very anxious to talk to us. And this guy here wants to keep talking over here.
Uh-huh.
Very friendly. And so a lot of salespeople pull you in, and then that bargaining is part of that relationship.
It is. And it's part of the excitement of why people
the excitement.
Are coming.
Yeah. Really, really a lot of excitement. These guys, everybody will rent their stand usually, right, Stephen? These stands will all be rented spaces, right?
Yes.
In a place like this looks like an apartment building, so probably there's some kind of joint renting going on here,
yes.
Right? But out on the street, every stand will be rented, and there'll be an owner running it. Usually they'll get their family to help them out, or they'll hire some people to help them out. What do you think the margin on a lot of this stuff is, Stephen?
The margin?
Yeah. If we're talking about a Carrefour,
yes.
Maybe you're in the 10% range of a margin.
If you're lucky,
that'd be pretty high.
5 to 8 kind of range.
What do you think a margin is out here?
It's a higher.
Higher.
Okay. Yeah, but it depends. Depends the supply and the demand of the product.
I think one key point is a lot of the supply channel. You know, you come in here and you think it's a little bit chaotic, but actually this has a very established supply channel,
yes.
Where it goes from the farm, from the ocean, we can see some fish here, from the pig farm, and they really channel it right in here. It's very efficient.
Yes.
I think Jane talked to us about that.
She did, yes. It's something perhaps we should look at as well. I know you've done the work on the chickens and you've gone right out to the slaughterhouse.
Yeah, we've been there.
The whole chain there, but it's something we should look at. I think it's kind
of wasn't, you know, we were just driving over here to pick you guys up today at the train station, and me and Anthony, we drove right by a pig farm. And so you're really not very far outside the city before you get a lot of this agriculture, and they can just channel it right in, very, very efficient.
In fact, of course, you sometimes see, don't you, the farmers who just drive their truck right in, they stop on a roadside, they drop the back, and they're selling watermelon.
Well, we'll see that. We can see that out here when we walk around. Sometimes you'll even get some people come into the wet market, and they just push a cart.
Yeah.
And that way they don't have to pay any rent, and they just make their sale on the wheel.
And it's kind of interesting how sympathetic people are towards doing this, because there's that real feeling between each other that people are just trying to make a living, I think. And so there's a lot of sympathy about people who push their card in, people don't muscle them out, they're fairly easygoing.
Well, they'll all be family businesses. Yeah, they're all family businesses. You won't find anyone here who's working for a bigger company. Although they may buy from larger companies or they may be involved in other channels. But everything here is family run. So it's great to come in and make your friends and make a connection. So what do you say? We walk in, set up inside, take a few shots, and just let people see how busy it really is.
Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
Okay.
Here we are. You can see the street goes all the way down this way. We just came off another perpendicular street that goes all the way up, four or five blocks up that way. Yeah. Really a big market.
Well, it's like about 2-3 blocks, isn't it?
Yeah.
Long, basically.
You can drive your car all the way around here, really big. Over here we have some really fresh fruit. Those are 新鮮的吗? 就是今天进来的吗? 今天的哈?
这个是哈密瓜?
这是台湾送的,它这是进口的,日本的吗?日本的,美国的。
So we separate the apples, we have the American apples, these were the Japanese apples,
Japanese.
These are the American apples, and these are from Taiwan,
local here.
Okay. And our oranges,
those look really sweet, you know.
You like them, huh?
And you can see the way the flesh is just pringled, that's real sweet.
This is how to sell.
一斤七十五。一斤七十五。不一定的，价位都不一定的。有没有比较便宜一点？因为我们朋友从外国来，可不可以便宜一点？我们都卖85块，现在卖七，要剩一些些了。哦。剩一些就少10块钱。可以加一些，可以加20块。
73好了。
So we get a free sample here, a nice sample. Very good.
Super sweet.
Okay. 好，谢谢。 You like those, huh?
Those are really sweet.
一斤敢几个？一斤吧。哎。哦，那。哎，一斤。
Okay, James, Stephen, here we are. We get to see another part of the wet market here, and that is other stuff, not just food, right? So over here, we have lots of flowers, really nice flowers. These are very fresh flowers. These are just starting to come out over here. Very beautiful.
Yeah, this kind of flowers are for the new year. Yeah, everyone will buy this kind of stuff and put in the inside the family, the house.
Yeah. Inside the house.
Yeah, inside the house for the decorating. And it's right for the New Year.
This one must come out and be a nice kind of red color by the looks of things.
Yeah.
They got the red flowers.
This
there.
Is always a flower stand, though. Even if it's not New Year's, they're selling flowers on this corner. This corner's always got flowers. So when you come to the wet market, it's not just some fresh food you can get, but all these other things too. And by the way, why don't we come over here and look at this surprise that we can get, which are clothes and specifically underwear. And here we have an underwear store. Anthony, maybe you can scan over here a little bit and get our underwear store. Here, of course, we have our red underwear, which is for good fortune for the new year. Right, Stephen?
Yes.
And Stephen, you want to tell us about the price sign here?
Yeah, the price is very low, you know? Yeah, $10 for each.
It's a pretty low price.
Yeah, very low price. And they use
10 NT. So that's about what? About 40, 35 cents. US, right? It's not even a dollar, a third of a dollar. And what about that sale price there, Stephen?
And they also use the television home shopping channel.
Dongsan Douyu.
Yeah.
So they say their price is lower than the TV shopping price.
Right.
And the TV shopping, when you watch that, they say their price is lower than the department store. So here we have the reference, right? Department store, and then we come down to TV shopping, and then we come down to the street market. And so it's beautiful in a way, right? Because you can come here and do your shopping, and you watch TV to get the advertising for it.
I think it's really nice, like you're saying, Steve, it's a reference price. I think that's...
Get the sign up here, Anthony. Dongsan Douyu, right here.
Beautiful. So this is,
I love the way this works, you know. So you get that advertising, you see it, then you come to the wet market.
And it's just, it's all points of comparison, isn't it?
Just come by
but
it
I
here.
Wonder how much it actually does go for. I mean, 10 cents, I mean.
Oh, no, on in the department store, it's a lot.
Oh, it is, sure.
Oh,
but
yeah,
here,
right.
I mean, you say that's the point. Star price, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, what else we got over here? Just regular underwear. Down the street, this is more flowers down here. And I guess we can go into the market some more and find some more interesting stuff.
Well, in fact, if we were just looking down here, I think it's really nice. We're walking past it. You can see down there, there's the flowers. There's the chicken's feet. Would you get some chicken's feet?
Oh, chicken feet. That's a great snack.
How do you like eating those?
I'm not big on it, but my kids love it. Steven, you like chicken feet?
Yeah, kind of.
I just like those fried ones. They're sort of okay, but it's also bony, you know?
Right.
And then right next door to that, so we keep going along. I think it's interesting because you have the chicken's feet. Then you've got some other, I can't remember what those were, meat dishes, that's a vegetable. It's all mixed up, isn't it?
All mixed up, yeah. There's not a whole lot of breaking it up in the category. But here, this place here is always flowers and underwear. So there's some category. I think some stores like to get together, but in general, it's all chaotic and mixed up. Okay, here we are, the same street market, the same wet market, only now we're inside, there's an inside part. And I think if you visited Hong Kong, this would look more familiar. In Hong Kong, there's a lot of wet markets like this.
Exactly, yeah.
You've been to those in Hong Kong?
Yeah, just as you were saying that, I was thinking, yes, the click, because in fact, you can almost see it's like a set of houses that have just been covered over, just in between, basically.
Yeah. So alleyways, they've covered up the alleyways, and we can see that they've set it up. And you can get really small stands like this set up. Some are bigger shops that are inside the buildings. And so if we get a shot down here, it's a real good angle. You can see the whole walkway down here.
Oh, wow, look at that ginger.
And there's really some beautiful stuff here for cooking.
Yes.
These are different kinds of beans here. So we have all these kinds of beans.
And this would be for
sugar. So cooking up soups and things like that.
Yes.
Right, come in here and get this. And it goes all the way down here. You can see a lot of meat sellers inside.
Yeah, and the bean oil.
Bean oil stuff.
For cooking.
And these shops are set up here every day, every single day. Yeah. I don't think there's never a day off except one day a year. New Year's is the day off.
Yeah, that's it.
And what I really like about these places, if you look right across, you can see there's clothes shops and other kinds of shops. And it's almost got that department store feeling, only it's a lot more.
Yes.
A lot more than that. Watch out. And we have traffic, too.
Yeah.
lots of traffic. Everybody's very friendly. You go in and talk to the shops. I've been here many times. You know what I really like is you can ask people how to prepare a food, a meal.
Yeah. And maybe the customer will doing the social activity here.
Hanging out here for making
the tea.
Drinking some tea. Sitting around,
just like the one
talking.
We saw as we were coming here.
Yes.
You remember that couple that we saw on the street just on the way, just down here? They just stepped right out. They're having a little conversation with the stallholder, chatting away.
Exactly. You don't necessarily have to buy anything.
Yeah.
you build up a relationship, and then later you do buy something.
This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Thank you.